What distinguishes a civilized society from that which is not civilized is primarily the quality of compassion with knowledge of the truth. Krishna describes that real knowledge is to understand that all living beings are in Him, are His. We are all part and parcel of Krishna. We are all eternal souls longing for spiritual ecstasy. Material society forgets this most essential principle and simply tries to create an environment where there is a better opportunity for sense gratification, economic development. But ultimately, the soul is starving for its eternal need, which is yoga, to be reunited with God. Compassion is the quality which impels a person to make sacrifice for the welfare of others. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described what is para upakar, the highest welfare work, the greatest act of compassion, and that is to enlighten a person's soul. So that person can transcend the modes of material nature which cause the threefold miseries, sufferings caused by others, sufferings caused by one's own body and mind, and sufferings caused by natural disturbances. Mamupetya punarjanma dukalayam ashashvatam napnavanti mahatmana samsadim paramam gata. Perfection of human life is to never have to take birth in this material world again. We attain the eternal abode of God. Guru na sasyat, svajina na sasyat, pita na sasyat, jdini na sasyat. Anyone who takes a leadership position as a teacher, a parent, a guru, a king, has the obligation that the subordinates do not have to take birth again in this world, but attain realization of the everlasting peace within their hearts as an eternal soul, a lover of God. That is real compassion. Srimad Bhagavatam describes compassion to the body and mind with neglecting the needs of the soul is like the decorating of a dead body. Srila Prabhupada in Juhu Beach here in Bombay He revealed his genuinely compassionate nature. He wanted to reach all classes of human beings and give them a chance to find real happiness. He built a beautiful temple, and he attracted many of the most prominent people of Bombay and India to come to hear the message of Gita and transform their lives. But he also told the devotees so many plans of how to even enlighten and protect the children living in the streets, providing them clothes, providing them food, providing them Krishna consciousness. He was compassionate to all without discrimination. The Lady Northcote Hindu Orphanage was begun, as Srinathji Prabhu has explained, as a means to serve the body, mind, and souls of young children who are suffering in a destitute condition. However, the nature of Kali Yuga, the nature of the material world, is anything good will deteriorate in course of time unless there is major efforts to sustain it and improve it. And that very much happened. Madhusudan Prabhu, wonderful devotee, when he came to take charge of orphanage, he really strived to really improve the quality. And later on, His Grace Sri Radha Gopinath Prabhu took the responsibility as his heart and soul. He actually felt real affection and compassion for these spirit souls. And with all of his life, he's trying to enlighten them in Krishna consciousness. When you take a superior position to anyone and you're teaching them about God, especially children, then you become the image of God to them. If you're telling them about Krishna and you're negligent or cruel to them, then they will assume that Krishna is a negligent and cruel person. Because people believe actions more than they believe philosophy. That is human nature, especially children. If you give them actual care, attention, love, affection, concern, and you're preaching them about God, then they will think that God is a caring, loving, compassionate person. And naturally they will have faith and love. The spirit soul isn't caged temporarily within the body and the mind. And the spirit soul in its conditioned state is very much identifying with the body and the mind. So we should see that the body and the mind is a medium by which we can encourage faith in people. These children are, when they're sick, they're cared for with medical attention that is equal to the wealthiest people of Bombay. The whole Bhaktivedan Hospital is there to serve them in every possible way. Dr. Awa, one of the best doctors in Bombay with all of his laboratory facilities, is there to freely help them. As far as food, they are getting Krishna's prasad. And the devotees I have seen over the years, painstakingly, meticulously, been trying to consult nutritionists, dietitians, comparing their own realizations to give them the most pleasing and healthful diet that a child could possibly get. As far as their clothing, Radha Gopinath Prabhu has already explained, they probably have more wardrobes than the rest of us. The brahmacharis have one kind of dress, they have three or four, and kept very clean, and they learn the standards of cleanliness themselves. emotionally, there's many members of the Brahmachari ashram as well as the congregation is there to encourage them, to show affection to them, and to enlighten them and help them through the difficulties that naturally we must pass through in life. Academically, there's every effort made that they can have the best possible education. But the background of it all is love and concern for the soul. Because if they become corporate heads or prime ministers in their future lives, if they don't develop love for Krishna, we have failed. Because that is the eternal need of every living being. And because these children are feeling the love, the affection, the care and attention of devotees who are trying to give them Krishna consciousness, they are eager to open their hearts and receive it. That is real civilization, where every aspect of society and culture comes together to enlighten the soul. That is the purpose of Radha Gopinath Temple. That is the purpose of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And it has been extended into the Lady Northcote Hindu Orphanage. I am so very, very grateful to Srinathji Prabhu, because factually it is he that was the bridge that connected us to all these children. He and his good wife Maithili, long before we had knowledge of this place, they were coming to help these children. And because of his genuine concern for their spiritual lives, the managing trustee, as well as Krishna himself, turned the whole project over to him by making him managing trustee. And he brought such noble, pious, and truly religious souls as Arvind Mafatlal and Krishna Chandra, Rishikesh Mafatlal. Radha Krishna Prabhu has helped in so many ways in order to really spiritualize this institution. Radha Gopinath Prabhu, he is a really saintly person. Wherever he preaches, everyone falls in love with him. And that is a fact. He's a real preacher of Sanatan Dharma. Wherever he goes, he becomes the best friend. When he was going to Pune, the congregation of Pune used to tell me that he is our brahmachari. He was the best friend. And the car program was going down because Mahaprabhu was so preoccupied with so many legal affairs for ISKCON and other matters. But when Radha Gopinath Prabhu came, anywhere he touches, it just flourishes. If there's even the slightest indication that he'll stop going to Mira Road every Monday, there's practically immediate emergency warnings to the casualty ward of Bhaktivedanta Hospital. People will have heart failures. Because his humor, his compassion, his incredible knowledge, and his very exemplary, gentle, kind Vaishnava behavior just conquers people's hearts. He gives these Bhagavad Gita courses for 6 or 7 days, and how he presents is so deeply influences people. Because when scholarship is combined with humility and compassion, it transforms the heart. And he is giving a great majority of his energy in the prime of his life to these children. He's a brahmachari with 25 sons, which seems contradictory, but in the spiritual sense, the sweetest truths are contradictory from our rational intelligence. But he has actually adopted them. These children are not orphans. They are directly in the home of Sri Radha Gopinath, the deities. And under the care of Sri Radha Gopinath, the devotee. They have discovered their eternal father and mother. And they are very, very fortunate. And it's extremely pleasing to my heart to see how every year the care for these children, for body, mind, and soul, is improving by leaps and bounds. And that can only be because Radha Gopinath Prabhu and his assistants are always trying to give better quality service to the children in every way. So many wonderful devotees of our congregation are helping, as it has been explained so nicely. And Radha Gopinath Prabhu and Srinathji Prabhu have already explained some of the names of the very noble souls who have given time and energy. And on behalf of Srila Prabhupada, I am extremely thankful to each and every one of you. These children are Krishna's children. These children are completely dependent and under the care of our temple. And it is my request that all the families who come to our temple, in their hearts, to at least to some extent, adopt these children in spirit. Because in doing so, we're actually acknowledging the very principle of Srila Prabhupada's mission. Compassion in giving the highest quality of life to anyone and everyone who comes under the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Srila Prabhupada was always concerned with devotees. In London, he went to that famous temple in Berry Place near the British Museum, and he saw it was really overcrowded, and the devotees did not have proper facilities. So he felt very sad, and he felt personal responsibility for the physical suffering of these devotees, and requested that we require a larger place for them. And in reciprocation to his desire, the devotees were trying to do everything they could. And ultimately, Sriman George Harrison came forward and spent a small fortune to buy Bhaktivedanta Manor to give spacious living conditions for the devotees. Srila Prabhupada in Mayapur, one day he was looking from his veranda and he saw small children in the garbage looking for some scraps to eat. And tears flowed from his eyes in compassion. And he said at that time that we should feed Krishna's prasad to all the children in this whole Mayapur Chandradaya area every day. And today thousands of people are fed every day. So this was all born of, in the spirit of a person who was really representing Krishna's love to the world. And that is the spirit, as representatives of Prabhupada, we should try to offer, especially to those who become dependent upon us. Things are flourishing in so many ways. The report of Sri Radha Gopinath Prabhu today was really enlightening to my heart, and if I wasn't sitting on this chair, I would be dancing in joy. So I want to thank you again and again, Radha Gopinath Prabhu. In many ways, it's a thankless task, because just like a mother and father, people don't really see what type of sacrifice and attention go into raising a child. The day-to-day, there's no real results on a day-to-day level. It's only when they grow up that you see whether they're good or bad, whether you have success or failed. Radha Gopinath Prabhu is a celibate brahmachari. He has no children that have been born of his flesh and blood, which is usually the incentive to raising children. He's taken children he never met before in his whole life and becoming like a father and mother to them. It's actually unbelievable. It's glorious. And that is his service to Krishna. And Sachinandan Prabhu, Stoka Krishna Prabhu, who have been very integral in assisting him. The brahmacharis, training them in scripture, counseling them. The congregation in providing funds, providing encouragement, providing education, providing facilities. It's actually really a family effort, where we're all really working together as one united force to help these children to become happy, blissful, perfect devotees of the Lord. I am especially grateful and happy to the ex-Gurukulis, who were Gurukuli alumni, they call them some places, who graduated from the ashram. And the fact that they've all spontaneously come here today means they have a very, very deep affection and attachment to the association of devotees and to the spirit of bhakti. And many of them are working outside, some continuing their education. But in their heart of hearts, they feel a very deep sense of community with the temple of Sri Radha Gopinath. And they love to have kirtan. And today they're going to perform a wonderful Krishna conscious drama for us. It's such a joy to see them today. And it is my prayer that in years to come from now, we will see our present boys as effulgent, resplendent devotees who by their example are really teaching the society at large. What is real wealth? The wealth of pure devotion. Thank you very, very much.